知行英语 Listen and share.
Schofield 终于见到了总统，他要求总统发布总统特赦令，结束这种逃亡的生活。当然，他的手里有能立即把总统推下台的一段电话录音，总统会怎样选择呢？
The things you do for your brother, it's impressive.
I could say the same for you. But I won't.
Bear in mind, your opinion means little to me. This tape, you have it with you?
No. But I can arrange for you to hear it.
You don't make arrangements for me, Mr. Schofield. I have people for that. I'm not exactly sure what is on this tape.But I doubt it's of any interest to me.
It's a recorded conversation between you and your brother.
Well, out of millions of conversations that I had with my brother during his lifetime...
I'll narrow it down for you. It was recorded sometime after his death. And this particular conversation... you might want to keep in the family.
And where is it?
20 different copies in 20 different locations. I can call my brother right now. He can play it for you.
Not on the phone. Have him bring it here.
These are the terms. You can hear it over the phone. Or you can hear it on the news. It's up to you.
Things you do for your brother. It's impressive.
The things you do for your brother. It's impressive. 你为你的哥哥所做的令人印象深刻。
I could say the same for you. But I won't.
I could say the same for you, but I won't. 我可以对你说同样的话，但是我不会。
Bear in mind, your opinion means little to me.
Bear in mind, your opinion means little to me. 记住，你的意见对我没有任何意义。
This tape, you have it with you?
This tape, you have it with you? 录音带在你身上吗？
No. But I can arrange for you to hear it.
No, but I can arrange for you to hear it. 没有，但是我能安排你听。
You don't make arrangements for me, Mr. Schofield. I have people.
You don't make arrangements for me, Mr. Schofield. 你不用为我做任何安排 ,Schofield 先生。
Schofield, I have people for that.
I have people for that. 有人为我做那些事情。
I'm not exactly sure what is on this tape, but I doubt it's of any interest to me.
I'm not exactly sure what is on this tape.But I doubt it's of any interest to me. 我不能完全确定录音上有什么，但是我怀疑我是否会有兴趣。
It's a recorded conversation between you and your brother.
It's a recorded conversation between you and your brother. 是你和你哥哥对话的记录。
Well, out of millions of conversations that I had with my brother during his lifetime.
I'll narrow it down.
Well, out of millions of conversations that I had with my brother during his lifetime. 我哥哥生前，我和他有过数百万次的对话。
I'll narrow it down for you.
I'll narrow it down for you. 我把范围缩小一点。
It was recorded sometime after his death.
It was recorded sometime after his death.那是在他死后录下来的。
this particular conversation. You might want to keep in the family.
And this particular conversation, you might want to keep in the family. 这个特别的对话，你也许希望把它藏在家里。
And where is it?
And where is it? 它在哪儿？
20 different copies in 20 different locations.
20 different copies in 20 different locations. 二十份备份放在二十个不同的地方。
I can call my brother right now. He can play it for you.
I can call my brother right now. He can play it for you. 我现在就可以给我哥哥打电话，他能放给你听。
Not on the phone. Have him bring it here.
Not on the phone. Have him bring it here.不在电话上听，让他带到这儿来。
These are the terms. You can hear it over the phone, or you can hear it on the news. It's up to you.
These are the terms. You can hear it over the phone, or you can hear it on the news. It's up to you. 以下是条件，你可以通过电话听录音，或者通过新闻听到，决定权在你。来看一下对白中的语言点。Impressive 给人深刻印象的。Impressive 常常指行为、事件或简历等给人留下深刻印象。比如 ，The Royal Orchestra gave an impressive performance to the audience。皇家管弦乐团给观众呈现了一场令人印象深刻的演出。Bear in mind， 铭记，记在心里，记得，常位于句首，后面引导一个句子。例如。Bear in mind that bridges freeze before roads. 记住，桥比路先结冰。Narrow down, 短语，缩小范围的意思。Narrow 做动词，有缩小、限制范围的含义。例句 ：I cannot narrow down the rules for this game. 我不能为了这场比赛限制比赛规则。Particular, 特别的、不寻常的。例句 ：There was nothing in the letter of particular importance.这封信里没什么特别重要的内容。Copy 在这里是名词，抄本、副本。例句 ：Please send a copy of this letter to Mr. Gray. 请把这信的副本送给格雷先生。Location 地点、位置。例句 ：Have they decided on the location of the new building yet? 这座新建筑的位置他们定下来了吗 ？Have somebody do something 这是一个祈使句式。让某人做某事，这里的 do 要用动词原形，例如 ，The boss often has them work for 14 hours a day. 老板让他们每天工作14个小时。Term 条件条款，例句 ，If you agree to my terms, free meals and good wages, I will work for you. 如果你同意我的条件，免费用餐并给高薪，我就为你工作。It's up to you， 由你决定，就看你了。这个短语常出现在口语中，有时还省略为 up to you。
今天的节目就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。